From Nevada Public Radio, this is the Daily Rundown. I'm Natalie Ott. Today is February 25th, 2026. Here are your top local stories. Then-President Bill Clinton signed the Timbisha Shoshone Homeland Act into law in November 2000. Among other provisions, it returned ancestral land to the tribe, including a parcel inside Death Valley National Park. Now, 25 years later, the tribe is marking the act's passage. However, the anniversary comes as the Department of the Interior reviews signage at the park's visitor center that mentions the tribe. In response, more than 50 Timbisha Shoshone tribal members and supporters marched down the main road in Furnace Creek toward the Death Valley National Park Visitor Center on January 30th. That included Timbisha Shoshone Council member Jimmy John Thompson. "We have 317 acres here within the Death Valley National Park where we continue to live," Thompson said. "And we want to make that statement. We are still here." The demonstration honored the passage of the Homeland Act, which returned five parcels of ancestral land to the tribe. While most of their sovereign land is in Nevada, one parcel is within the national park. Hear the full story by KNPR's Jimmy Romo at knpr.org. One of the nation's largest Latino organizations is distributing funding to help local communities hold ICE accountable. The Latino Community Foundation is a nonprofit supporting communities in need. Headed by former HUD Secretary Julian Castro, the organization is distributing $500,000 to Minnesota, California, and Nevada. Castro said they launched the Community Protection Fund to ensure people's rights are not violated during the administration's enhanced enforcement efforts. "And we want to do our part in partnership with local grassroots organizations to make sure that when they step over the line, that they're held accountable for that. And by doing that, hopefully we encourage DHS to stay within the law," Castro said. With billions of dollars in new funding for ICE and CBP, Castro expects immigration enforcement efforts to continue and expand. Hear the full story by KNPR's Yvette Fernandez at knpr.org. Some Envy Energy customers could soon receive refunds after decades of overcharges. The Public Utilities Commission of Nevada on Tuesday approved Envy Energy's plan to issue full refunds to multifamily properties that were charged the higher single-family rate. Some overcharges date back more than 20 years. The $63 million in refunds includes interest. Current customers will receive account credits. Former customers will receive checks. In a statement, Envy Energy President and CEO Brandon Barcuff apologized for the mistake and acknowledged it created, quote, "frustration and financial impact for customers." The company says the refund process will take several billing cycles to ensure every customer receives the correct amount. Southern Nevada home builders and subcontractors have launched a bipartisan political action committee aimed at supporting candidates who will protect Nevada's residential construction industry. The Southern Nevada Home Builders PAC says it will evaluate, endorse, and financially contribute to candidates who support policies that, quote, "expand supply and reduce barriers to responsible development." The group currently has more than $700,000 cash on hand, the goal of raising $1 million ahead of November's general election. Candidate filing begins March 2nd. The primary is June 9th. Election day is November 3rd. The ability of Las Vegas residents to afford homeownership has improved since peaking in June. However, costs remain elevated compared with average incomes. The average annual salary in Las Vegas is about $58,500, according to ZipRecruiter. World Population Review reports that the median household income is just shy of $74,000. But a recent study by Redfin, as reported by the Las Vegas Review-Journal, says a household in the Las Vegas Valley must earn at least $111,000 to afford a monthly mortgage. 10 years ago, that figure was just under $42,000. The report says home prices have risen year over year since the pandemic. While housing remains historically expensive, affordability is improving. Record-high temperatures are possible this weekend in the Las Vegas Valley, following last week's unusually cool and stormy conditions. The National Weather Service forecasts a high of 83 on Friday, which would tie the record for the date, and 85 on Saturday and Sunday, breaking the record of 82 on both days. Last Thursday, the daytime high at Harry Reid International Airport was 49 degrees, with an overnight low of 38. It'll be warm throughout the Southwest. Laughlin, Bullhead City, and Death Valley could approach 90 degrees, while Phoenix is expected to reach the low 90s. This has been the Daily Rundown, a production of Nevada Public Radio. To hear more or support public radio in Southern Nevada, visit knpr.org.